1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
All right, episode 74, HBC Podcast.
74. We're back. No Chad.
Yeah, again. That's becoming a reoccurring theme here.
I don't know if he wants... I think he might just be out.
74. It didn't... Who's the guy on the Flyers? Didn't he wear 74 for the Kohlers? No.
Yeah, Kalen. Blonde
hair.
Oh, I don't know.
Who? He's on our hockey team. What the heck's his name?
Well, there's a lot of guys on our hockey team that played for the Kohlers.
Oh, he played recently.
Petro?
No. More since him.
Storzyk?
Yeah. Didn't he play 74?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him. Ask him tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got a first guest in a long time. The founder of the Southeast Saints of the Saskatchewan Senior Women's Hockey League, who she's also a co-founder of, Meg LeBlanc, is joining us on the podcast. Well,
hey, Meg. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hard not to be good. Jay's just... clinched the World Series,
Talon,
the American League.
Talon just kind of got down from the roof here.
Yeah,
the Jays win, going to the World Series.
We're flying right high over here.
Yeah.
So, what can you tell us about this?
Congrats on the first W, by the way.
Yes. What can you tell us about this? This league you were a co-founder of. Who helped you? Who helped you with this? And what was the inspiration to it? I guess.
Yeah, myself and Jenna Merck started it, and we both played university hockey, and then we kind of aged out or stopped playing, and then moved back home, and there wasn't really anything else to play for the last 5 years. And then we just kind of started talking, and we decided, there was a rec league that we played in last year together. That's how we kind of got to know each other, and from there, we decided to start a senior league. We were, we talked about maybe doing it through Sask Hockey, and that just didn't really work out. So we just went for it and did it ourselves, and it all worked out.
So it's not...
You're not sanctioned with Sask Hockey then?
Okay. No.
What was the reasoning behind that? They wouldn't get behind it or what?
I don't know. We just, we talked with them a little bit, and they just kind of, we're like, well, if you want to do more, you should just coach. And I'm like, well, I already do coach. And
that's what they said. That's what they said to you.
That is a tough freaking line. You should just coach. Wow.
Yeah. So and then it's kind of funny because then as we got going and it was me and Jenna were the founders of it, but we sent a form around the province and we got a bunch of, we had 200 responses on the form.
Yeah.
And then
smokes. Wow. 200.
Yeah. There's 400 people involved in our league now. So it's,
That's really awesome. Oh, was that so just players interested in playing or was that?
Yeah. There was 200 that filled it out. And obviously it's we live in the South, Jenna's from Regina and I'm from Estevan. So we reached way more people in the South than in the North. And then in the North of it slowly. And then it just kind of blew up everywhere. And then as we kind of got, we went through the forms and kind of picked, someone from all the areas around Saskatchewan that, seemed like they'd, know what's up with hockey. They played high enough level to, understand it well. So we kind of just started reaching out to people. And then it's funny, though, because when we, got talking to the other people who ended up being team contacts, they, kind of had a similar experience with Sask Hockey. So then we're like, you know what, let's just, do this ourselves then. So it networked out. So
well, it's kind of goofy that they wouldn't. You have how many teams are a part of it? I was looking at the program on your guys's game the other night, and there was quite a few teams, all the way up to Prince Albert.
So are you guys playing regular season games against those North teams?
No, it's South Division, North Division, then I'll do provincials.
Oh, wow. I got you. So it's kind of two separate leagues that will play provincials against each other, essentially?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So how many teams were there then in the South and North? So South has
There's six in the south and five in the north, so there's 11 altogether.
That's a lot. Like, yeah. You know, like to me, that's a lot. Yeah. No, we were at the game on Saturday, and it was.
Yeah, packed, I was impressed. Host. Yeah, like, good crowd.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I feel like it's good for like a good starting point. I think everyone's kind of on the same page where like it can only get better from here. And like if anyone like bitches about anything, it's like, well, the alternative is nothing. So
exactly.
It's this. There's nothing. Yeah. So it is. It is.
Well, and like you said, it's. I know a lot of guys that play like senior, like they don't want to play rec because it's not as competitive and the skill level isn't there. Where for the girls, it's not like they don't have that, which is this. That's why this league's kind of important, yeah, I guess. And I don't understand why SHA doesn't see it that way. But
yeah, there's. I just feel like it's a lot of work to start a league, and I just don't think they were like ready for it. And like they started a junior league, and that's where I feel like it's a little bit silly to have done the junior league before the senior league, because you like. You age out of junior at like 22, I think it is, in the girls division. And then it's like, where do you, are you 22? So 21. And it's like, where do you go after that? And then I feel like in the original, they're like, oh, we might be short players for the junior league. I'm like, why won't you start senior first then? So you give everyone an opportunity to play. And then once you have enough people, you can start like subcategorizing into like junior and like then like divisions.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, I made a comment to Logan. I don't know if you'll like it or not, but my comment was I saw that Grenfell pulled up in a bus. So I said to Logan, I was like, what do you think the chances are those girls are getting wasted on the way home on that bus? Because, like, if they want to be considered a real senior league, they're going to have to be getting drilled on that bus on the way home.
Was that actually Grenfell, though, or was that our fan bus?
Oh, your fans came in a bus? Holy shit.
Our fans brought a charter bus. Like some of the minor hockey teams that I work with in Estevan, they all came
really?
Up to support. They brought a bus from Estevan, so I think that was them. Oh, not
that's awesome.
Well, it's guaranteed.
So no, like the 12-year-old girls, I don't think we're doing that on the bus.
Yeah, there was a lot of young girls running around in hockey jerseys.
Are the girls cracking beers after a win? Like how good does that beer taste after the game?
Yeah.
Or is it seltzers?
I can't really hear it, Talon.
He's asking you if the girls are drinking beers in the room after a win, or if they're
seltzers.
just straight seltzers, or
yeah, more of a crush it crowd. But we're like, we give the away teams a case on.
Oh, they do.
Perfect. That actually brought up.
That was brought up too. We said if the other team's not getting a case of beer,
our team does. Like, it's not a league rule, but we just did it.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the Southeast Saints are a legit senior team.
Yeah,
they can have it. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
There we go.
And so Meg gets the first goal of the inaugural.
Is that the first game overall?
There was one up north. This was supposed to be the first weekend, but then up north they couldn't get enough ice time, so they went a weekend.
They had to move it up.
We'll
pretend that was the first goal in the history of the league.
Well, it was for the South Division.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So what, do you guys practice a bunch or no, or just kind of play games and test the waters?
We did one practice before that game, and then we're going to do probably one more and then just kind of, I don't know.
Just roll.
If we need one, we'll book one. But
yeah, right on. So when's the next game for the Southeast Saints in Mydale?
This weekend, Saturday, against, I think, the best team in the league. So it's going to be probably a pretty different game.
Who's that?
Shut the heat off.
I think, I don't know, honestly. So I shouldn't say that because you don't really know yet. No one's played yet. But I know that Rollo and Bybank, they have, like, a lot of U Sport girls from, like, last year, like, university girls. So they're going to be good, I think.
Oh yeah, that'll be just like men's senior, where it's this place is closer to this big city.
They're closer to Regina, so they pull all the city kids. But that's also what I love about our team too, because it's everyone's like small town kids, farm kids, and we're just like, well, we'll do what we can with the radius we have.
Yeah, well, for sure. So you're a co-founder, which is like, I guess, president or whatever, and who else did you say is with you on that?
Jenna Merck.
And she's from Regina.
Yeah, she's the assistant coach for the Cougars right now.
Oh, okay.
Does she play with Rollo or somebody, or no?
Bybank.
Bybank?
Okay.
Vibank and Rolo played last weekend, and Vibank won in overtime, but apparently Rolo was missing some people. So.
Oh, yeah. Classic line. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds
about right. Both those teams will be pretty good, I think.
Every time a good team loses, it's, oh, man, we were missing this guy and this guy and this guy. They never, ever worry about who the other team was missing.
So what's it like in the room? How are the girls, and who's running the aux in the room?
Who's running the aux?
I cannot hear him when he talks.
You got to speak up, Talon.
I don't enunciate my words. Who's running the aux? Who's playing the music in the room?
That's a good question. I don't know. Everything happened so fast at that game, and when you're like, when you're the person running the league and the team, and it's the first game, it's
like, oh yeah, I've been there.
Like, I honestly don't know. I feel like it was like a blur getting ready. Everyone is just like scrambling kind of for the first game because there's so much stuff to do. So I don't know, but the vibes are good. Everyone gets along. It's a good time.
See, okay. Good. I was going to say, they probably don't have the tone quite set yet after one game, you know, still got to feel out the,
I mean, someone's got to set the tone.
Yeah, exactly.
Working out the jitters.
Yeah.
So refs, who's in charge of finding refs then? Just each home team or what?
That's the way we've been running it. Like I think most everyone's using like certified SASC hockey refs, but
okay. Yeah.
One thing I was wondering, if it's not,
well, like, Fleck and
if it's not sanctioned with SASC hockey, like, is there, do you guys get to make your own rules up for the, like, those who you use for officials, or is there?
Yeah, like, we literally made our own rule book. Like, we definitely, like, we took a lot from Hockey Canada, but we just changed a couple things. And yeah, we used, our refs were from SASC hockey last time, but I don't know. I feel like SASC hockey almost like frowns upon refs who like ref unsanctioned hockey. But like, I'm also like, you're like a 40-year-old man. Like, you can make your own decision. Like, you're going to get paid either way. Like, do you want, I don't know. I just, that's kind of.
Yeah. I think the guys that I know would not have a problem with me saying this. If you do run into problems with that, I'm sure there's some former refs that may be interested in helping you guys out if you run short.
Oh yeah.
That are more than qualified.
We run more like qualified over certified. Like, as long as you can like do the job, and like I think a lot of people have like people who are older that have like reffed a lot in their lifetime and aren't necessarily still like repping a lot of SASC hockey. That's kind of,
I'm not gonna say his name on here, but prime example would be the guy we stood at the game with, Dustin.
Because yeah.
The guy, there was the rash of refs that packed her in there over the last two or three years because they had disagreements with the
We talked to them. We talked to somebody, I think it was Jen or someone, talked to like Trent from SASC hockey, and like they said it's like you can't really tell them not to, and like no like shade to SASC hockey. Like, it's fine, it's just refs. So
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. It's because I was kind of wondering if it would tie into like, because it's already hard to find refs. I don't know. I'm sure you guys will figure this out. That it's like
the big. Yeah, it depends on the weekend, right? Yeah, everybody wants to play the same times, right?
Like when Saturday we schedule seven. When our league schedules game, the Big Six schedules games. It's like you're not allowed to schedule more than like six teams, so three games playing per weekend, per day, right? So like a Saturday, 8 teams want to play, and it's like, no, there's already this many playing, and refs are going to be an issue. So that's kind of what I was wondering, what you guys were using for refs, because I was like, well, that's going to tie into the reffing situation too, probably. But
yeah, like if we get certified refs, it's great, but it's not a rule that they still have to be actively certified. It's like our vibe is more like qualified over certified. Qualified doesn't necessarily means you just got to know what you're doing and be able to control the game.
Okay, where's the mic in here? Because I want her to hear me. I'm just thinking about what the playoffs, when it gets to playoffs, like the format, and then at the end, if you were to win the championship, the president hands the trophy to the winner. So, like, what happens there?
Do you have a trophy?
Cross that bridge, Dallin. That's getting put in the cart in front of the horse, I think. I don't know.
You haven't touched it yet, have you?
Tell you what, if that situation arises, we'll volunteer to come hand out the trophy.
It seems like it could arise. It's something that could happen.
After the performance.
Do you have a trophy?
No, but we'll get one.
This might be an opportunity for the HPC podcast.
Sponsor the trophy.
Sponsor the trophy.
Can you get that HPC trophy?
We'll call whatever. You come up with a name for it. Just make sure HPC's in
the
there.
Chad's not here cup.
Chad's not here cup.
There's the Graham Tech Limited cup
as a
template. It's very heavy, though. It is like that.
And we won't put a popcorn bowl on the top of this one.
I can make it.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't thought that far ahead yet.
Yeah, that's an after Christmas
problem. What's the format look like in the playoffs?
I honestly don't remember off the top of my head. It's in the rule book. We made it, but I don't remember. I can't recall.
We're looking for the best team.
Do all the teams make it?
I don't think so. No. But
so it's probably the four playoff.
Not everyone makes, and also not everyone plays an equal amount of games either. Like Gull Lake's division.
Yeah, I saw that. Bit of a hike over there.
That's a huge drive. So they play less games than the rest of the South. So it's kind of. It is what it is. Everyone's just happy to play.
Yeah,
hockey.
You're working out the kinks. I mean, it's the first year.
It's a learning year. Next year, we're going to have way more rules and be way more established and have, like, a lot more, like, structure to everything. And honestly, this year, like, every single team that, like, when we all get on a meeting and talk, like, everyone is just like, we're just grateful for the opportunity because it's been so damn long since anyone's been able to play for real that no one really cares about all the little details and everyone just wants to play hockey.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting time for girls hockey for sure.
And I'm sure you'll figure out most of the kinks as you go. Like, stuff will pop up that you didn't think of, and then it'll be like, oh, well, we got to deal with that.
Well, how long's the Big Six been around? At every meeting, there's a rule change, for fuck's sakes, man.
80 years.
Yeah, fuck. We're still changing the Constitution every meeting.
It's always the same rule.
Just getting tinkered with a little bit. Yeah.
The same rule.
But one team always figures it's to fuck the other team.
Yeah, and it's always the same team.
Well, Meg has a Big Six connection. Her boyfriend, Ty, plays for the Cardiff Red Devils.
Yeah.
Loser.
No.
What are they looking like this year? Have you heard anything?
I don't know. I don't know if Ty's even been to a practice yet, so I don't know, to be honest.
He's not going back. Yeah. All right, on. Well, that's good. It's an exciting time for you guys in that league. It's been all over the news. I saw Discover Estevan had a picture of you with the HPC hat on. We were all sharing that with each other today. Like, look, we made the news.
Yeah, I made sure to get a picture.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah, yeah, no,
those hats also.
Oh yeah, no problem. I was going to the game and I was like, we did that for the Big Six a couple times. I messaged the guys. I was like, fuck, we should take some hats
and some fastball games too.
Yeah, we did some fastball games. Yeah, it's whatever.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's good.
I only got two more left, so
I still got a couple.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
okay, yeah. We'll have to do a couple more games.
They're a hot commodity, apparently. Order a few more.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it is possible to get more.
We'll talk to our sponsor, Mark Handy, about that.
Yeah. Mark Handy, Gull Lake, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Silverback Welding. For all your welding needs. Structural and pressure pipe welding services, call Mark.
Yeah, he's Gull Lake. I'm going to have to get out to a Gull Lake senior.
What's their team?
Maybe he should be managing that team out there.
Yeah. That's an idea.
He's got a pair of mitts on him.
I don't know.
He could buy their goalie some pads.
We'll give you Mark's number, see if Gull Lake wants some help.
He probably won't do it, though. Those are good jokes for long-time listeners.
Long-time listeners, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, do we want to dive into a little bit of your past playing career? You said you played university in Saskatoon, Regina.
It's Edmonton.
Edmonton. Oh, right. Yeah. University of Alberta. How long did you play there?
Well, so I played at Nate for 3 years, which is also in Edmonton. That's college in Edmonton. And then in the ACAC League. And then I went to University of Alberta, and then it was COVID. So it kind of was a rough couple years with COVID. And then I kind of just decided... Like, I kind of got cut short during COVID because I think technically you get a year of eligibility back because of that. So I think I could actually go back and play university for a couple of years still if I wanted to because I lost years in COVID. But, yeah, and then after that I was had the opportunity to sign a Europe contract, but it was also COVID, and I'm like, I'm not going to Europe with the state of the world right now. So
yeah, scary stuff.
Yes.
Well, that's too bad, eh? COVID ruined a lot of things for a lot of people. Wow, that's fucking super unfortunate.
Yeah, I know the NCAA had that rule where they extended it 1 year or 2 years or whatever, but I don't know anything about the Canadian rules.
Yeah, there's like football players who have like, they have like a redshirt year, and then they had an injury year.
Yeah,
and then they had like their four eligibility, and then they had like
They were 20,
they had a COVID year.
29.
So yeah, another 30 years old playing against 18-year-olds.
Yeah,
washed up.
Yeah, some of the rules are crazy. Like if you play one game and then like get hurt for a whole season, it's like, oh yeah, no, you're done. That counts. But then with COVID, like we were actually in the league championship, and it was kind of canceled. Silly. Yeah, after we already played like two games in the series. So we already were like, it sounds silly now, but at that time, I remember there was like 8 cases of COVID in Alberta, and everyone was freaking out watching the news. There's 8 cases. And then they're like it got canceled for 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, we'll just push it back. We'll just push it back. But we are like, it's so dumb because we literally played them. I think it was like two or three times already. So we already all were in the same like rank, like playing against each other. Like we had one more game or one or two more games to go to win.
Yeah. Right. To finish it off. If you guys were you were already been exposed to each other. If one of you was spreading it, it would have already been.
You guys should have just isolated at the rink. And
yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking joke that was.
Yeah. Yeah. The Big Six was the same thing.
Yeah.
The league final got canceled and then they didn't play it in the fall.
Yeah.
Even though we all knew they started the season and we all knew it was going to get canceled.
Yeah. You think Cardiff would have won the league all the times that there was COVID?
No. First year? Redverse was going to win by a mile that first year. The only reason Cardiff won the year they did was because Redverse half their guys were missing. But
classic.
That's another discussion.
Well, Logie tells it how it is.
I don't know. When we play against Redverse, it feels like we're playing a team that belongs to a different league. And we play against Cardiff, even if we lose by a bunch, feels like we're playing a team that...
We had a shot. You know,
we had a shot. We play Redverse, it's like, oh, well, it was nice to be here. You know?
Thanks for having us.
Too bad you charged people to come in.
Hey, we played
How is the Mustangs looking this year? We were going to come to your guys' home opener.
I'm not playing this year. I've retired.
Talon's the only one still a part of it.
We're looking young.
Very young.
Yeah, we had the boys running amok in Estevan last weekend.
Yeah.
They were out on the town.
They were cutting a swath in Estevan. I'm still in the Snapchat group.
They wrote a game.
Made me feel really old.
It's good to see the boys bonding, though.
But there's only, what, 5 guys left from last year? Other than the goalies?
Well, me, Carve.
Kicks.
Assman.
Yeah.
Young.
Tate.
Young.
Kendall.
Not young.
Ashton.
Young.
And then a bunch of...
Oh, Hansen.
Yeah, Wig, yeah.
Okay, we're up to 8. So
it's going to be a very new
big
team.
Big turnover. From 30 guys last year, we got 8 left.
Vibes are high. We're undefeated right now. So.
Yeah.
Currently undefeated.
Yeah.
All right, on.
No, I've shifted my plane to over 30 and Moose.
Yep. We're flying out there.
Yeah,
you guys are old, man.
Yep, we are. Do you have anything else you want to shout out, Meg? You're doing some power skating around town, aren't you? Helping lots of...
It was out last weekend for a couple
of... Yeah, Jace was all excited to come watch his coach. So we went, and then I asked him, I said, do you remember watching me last year? No. Well, there we go. So he was fired up when you scored the first one. Yeah. By the second goal, though, he was... they were playing dodgeball in the corner, so the kids had lost it. But it's good you got that first one early while they were still paying attention.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. Is Churko, like Kaylee Churko, as much of a...
D-gen?
Yes.
A beauty as Brian?
She just knows what you're going to ask.
Yeah.
Because Brian is like... awesome to drink with.
Well, she's a goalie, so she's got to be a little bit off, right? That's how goalies are.
That's fair, yeah. I got a few here. Yeah, it's just she's good shit.
Oh yeah, I'd say she's probably like the glue of our team. Yeah.
She's running the aux cord.
Yeah,
I'm thinking she might. Yeah. She might be on the aux. Yeah.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah, like she's hilarious. So it's good. She's a good person to have around the team.
That's what you need. You need good people. Yeah. It helps if they're good at hockey.
Yeah, that's always a bonus if the room guy is also good at hockey. That's a bonus.
Yeah. I feel like it's cool though, like with Kaylee and everyone, because honestly, like nobody has had a chance to play real hockey in like 10 years. So like everyone's trying to get back in. So it's nice to like, I don't know, like there's some people that are like taking it real seriously, like to get try to get back to like where you want. So like, I don't know, like some of the girls on our team, they were playing like in that junior league last year, like fresh out of college. But then there's some that are like 40 and haven't played in a long time. And so it's cool that there's like, I don't know, just the age.
That's another question.
That's
one
thing I thought was pretty cool. And I saw some of the rosters, I guess, basically just you guys in Yellowgrass. Cause you know, you recognize some of the names and there's, you know, more girls that are my age or older that, you know, I guess it's, you know, they haven't had that opportunity the last 15 years, but I was surprised to see that many, and I think it's awesome.
So what would you say? That was one question I had too. What would you say is the average age on your team, like roughly?
Like we have a range. Like our oldest person's 40.
Okay.
And our youngest is like 19.
Oh yeah.
Like you have to be 18 or older to play in this league.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So
is that a rule in Big Six?
No.
Well, no.
There's no minimum age.
If you're not 18, you're an AP and your parents have to sign. If your parents
sign, but they just have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Like I know guys who have played in the Big Six.
But if you're 18 or over, you just play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you guys don't have that, it's 18.
Yeah. You have to be 18 or older.
Yeah, which is fine.
You got to wear a cage if you're under 18 in the Big Six and a neck guard.
Yeah.
Well, Sask Hockey just made a rule apparently today. Someone was texting me about it earlier that you can't play in the junior league if you're playing in the senior league now. So that just got made like today, I think, or yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to.
That's crazy because you're not sanctioned. So why not?
And I'm like, we're like, we don't care. Like if you guys want to, because we had junior.
Yeah,
girls
if you want to play both. Yeah.
Play senior. And I was like, well, yeah, our league has zero restrictions. You can play anything and then come and play in our.
Yeah, you just want players. Yeah.
Yeah, like we just want to have enough to have a good time. So like whatever.
That's kind of funny that they do that.
How many games would that junior league play?
I honestly don't know. That was like.
How many games do you play?
12.
12. So yeah, like so if they played 20, like if you're 20 years old, like 32 games is not out of question. Or you know, if you played half the season with the senior team and full season with the junior team.
I think it's more just like people just want to play where they're like don't have to drive as much. So like those junior teams like don't span through very much of the province. Like together it kind of works out with senior and junior now. But
well, it's just funny that Sask Hockey would be making that rule and they won't sanction you. Like it's like they're just trying to put the boot to it. Like
well, it's just it's funny that. That there's this.
League. We should ask Kelly to come on.
So this
cool,
is.
But like, there's a. Hold on. There's like. It's just funny how common like rebel leagues have become now with like the BCHL.
We were talking about that earlier. And I mean, Megan would. I don't know how much you have to do with this, but there's rebel minor hockey leagues all through the country.
Oh, yeah.
And then the BCHL's rebel league. This is now, I guess, kind of a rebel league because it's not sanctioned. So it's all just like. Like they're all not as common, but they're everywhere.
But it's crazy because there isn't any hockey for the girls in this category that qualify
that's what I mean.
To play like, in this league. There's no other option besides just recreational hockey.
Yeah. What does that say?
Running out of time.
Yeah.
Has it been 45 minutes already? Or half an hour?
How much time do we have?
I can't tell.
I don't know. That's
but
your
yeah,
department,
that's,
tech
that's,
guy.
You
have 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's okay. We can wrap it up in 10 minutes. But yeah, that to me, that's kind of
that's
odd
weird
that they would do that.
Well, it comes back to something. I don't know if I was talking about this with you, but we've been dealing with some of our own stuff with minor hockey. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just amazing how many people and are just willing to like they have nothing to do with you. They have nothing, and like most, you'll get like if you call them his parents or people that want to be involved, you get like 80%, 90% people thinking this is a great idea. And somebody in a position of power just wants to kick you in the junk just because they can.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it makes it, you'll end up getting it, but it just makes it like 3 or 4 times harder. And it's like, come on, man. All we needed was like your thumbs up and this would have been way more thing, I guess.
No, it's good. And I think we're all happy and proud that it's coming from this area.
Yeah, it's
great. Oh, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think
like,
it's awesome.
Like you say, your generation was kind of the first where there was lots of people from the area leaving.
Yeah,
No, I just, you know, thinking back to when I would have been coming up, a lot of the girls my age, like they were the first ones doing the midget AAA and that kind of thing, but it kind of hadn't progressed to the next level, you know? And
yeah.
There's enough of us that like move home each year now. And it's honestly like me, like my age group, like we, like our whole lives were hockey growing up. Like we, when we moved away to play AAA as soon as we could, and then you move away to play university, and then it's just like, it's done. And then it's like you move home and you just like watch all the boys play. And it's like, okay, I guess I'll just go to my rec game at 12 PM on Sunday. That's like,
yeah, it's bullshit.
So it's just kind of like, then what's next? And honestly, it's like, when you go from playing hockey every single day, and that's your like entire identity, having, you know, 5 workouts a week and 5 practices and 3 games to like just nothing. It's like, it kind of messes with you. Like,
yeah.
Mentally too. Like you go through it. Like, it's like, you don't even know who you are once you, it's all just gone with like the blink of an eye.
It's like an identity crisis.
Yeah.
It is, honestly. I think a lot of people went through that. I don't like, it was like, I went through that and it was not fun there for a couple of years. And then I don't know. So that's like also, I think we're like a big part of like the motivation to start this came, because I went through it for a couple of years when I had nothing to play. And then I just think of all the, like, no one else should have to go through that either. Yeah. It's not just about giving myself an opportunity to play. It's like leaving it better than I found it. That makes sense.
100%. No, bars. I totally understand that.
Bars.
This might be one of the more important podcasts we've ever done. Maybe. You know,
I don't know if we've ever done an important one before, have we?
No, I don't think we have. This one's kind of a little bit more like, it's kind of meaningful, like the things you're talking about. And yeah, I think it's super important. I think it's really awesome what you guys are doing. And that's why we've been trying to get you on, and it just hasn't worked out for both sides. But it's good that you could come on and have a chat with us about all this. It's we're 100% behind you. And anytime you want to come on and let it fly, you just let us know. And we're here for sure.
We'll get you guys some crushets
and some wine boxes or whatever.
Nobody likes beer, and then a lot of people don't like the sweet drinks, so the crushet's like the happy medium of Caesar woman's hockey.
We'll mix up some Caesars and we'll just bring a bottle of vodka or something.
Crushets, the official drink of senior women's
hockey. Remember, if you want to be a senior league, you gotta have a few drinks. No.
So when's your first road game?
Not this weekend, the weekend after. So
I don't know.
Shoot, you guys playing every weekend here to start. You're gonna be done by Christmas time.
There's one bye weekend, and then there's one. I think it only goes till like the end of January ish, and then playoffs start.
Okay,
that's the same as the Big Six, isn't it?
No, Big Six is like
end of January,
mid-Feb, isn't it?
Yeah, ours is over a little
only
early.
Because we always have delayed games and have to.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to jam 10 games in January because you didn't get them all played.
Well, there will be weather delays. You are driving to Gull Lake.
Yeah.
We kind of thought there'd be some weather with all the driving too.
Yeah. Is there any overnighters, or do you just go and come back?
Just go Lake. I think we'll make kind of a road trip out of it.
That'll be a time.
That'll be a good one.
That'll be a time.
Look out, Swift Current.
Swift Current Casino. Look
quick,
out.
Yeah, hit the Nino. Quick.
I was gonna say, what's that? Is that the? That's the Living.
I think Living Skies is Battleford.
Oh, so it's Gold Eagle.
That sounds right.
Gold Eagle.
No, maybe Gold Eagle's Battleford.
That's what I thought.
Well, our Zoom or whatever, we don't have a sponsor for that, so it's going to cut out in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So if you have anything else you want to shout out before we wrap her up, let us know. If not, we really appreciate you coming on. And anytime you want to come on, come on again, and maybe we'll find $20 to be able to pay for Zoom.
I have a Zoom account. I can just send you the link instead.
Okay, oh, perfect. Next time, yeah, we'll do that. Fuck. I thought about asking that, but I didn't want to like be like, hey, you mind if we use your Zoom account?
No. Well, thank you guys for like sponsoring the Player of the Game hats too, and just like even caring about women's hockey enough to give us a shout out on here. So.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Anytime we can talk hockey, we're in. So. And we think, yeah, we just thought what you guys are doing is super important because, I mean, I've got sisters. She doesn't play hockey or nothing, but I got women in my life and everybody here does. So it's what you're doing is super important, and we appreciate it for sure.
Thanks.
All right, Meg. Well, have a good night and go Blue Jays.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Bye-bye, Meg.
See ya.
All right, that was Meg LeBlanc, co-founder of the Saskatchewan Senior Women's Hockey League and co-founder of the Southeast Saints, who are 1-0.
1-0, yeah.
Inaugural season, the word that I struggle with.
Yeah. Meg was buzzing out there the other night, too.
Meg was buzzing. What'd she have, like 3 goals?
I think 2 and 2 or something like that.
Oh, we can spread out now.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't all have to be jammed behind the camera.
I'm just watching this Jays.
Yeah, I think we got to get back on the Jays here.
Like David Schneider, and he just like is waiting for his opportunity to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
You got to leave that open.
Is he the new? Okay.
Not like it's
so
not,
I didn't want to say anything.
We just need to convert that.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to jinx it, but they've had the 15 Jays coming out and doing the first pitch at every game. We need Kawasaki in the World Series. We need Kawasaki
It'll be Joe Carter, Paul Molitor.
But they have brought guys. Only... You think it'll be those guys? They haven't brought out...
It'll be those guys.
We need Kawasaki.
We need Troy Tulowitzki.
Who cares about Troy Tulowitzki?
He's my favorite.
We need the two bananas, you know?
No, they'll bring up the OGs, the guys who won.
Yeah.
Probably Alomar Redemption Tour.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah,
so what else is happening in the world of the Big Six? The meeting was a couple weeks ago and Chad didn't come to the fucking podcast, and he was at the meeting, so
we don't know what happened at the meeting.
Well, I was there too.
You were there, but I was gonna say, aren't you the
I was there. There was
the president.
There's basically one rule change. That was about it, I think.
What's the rule change?
They're going to change the release rule. So remember when we were talking, I think last episode or maybe one before that, something with to the effect of basically anybody who wants a release at the start of the season, ask for one. If they don't get one, email the league saying you asked for one, and basically you sit off. If you stay off 5 game sheets, not any exhibition, concern. Not anything like that, league play games.
So 5 you can games.
If you don't play 5, if you stay off 5 game sheets, official game sheets, then you can go wherever you want.
So, okay.
So anybody listening that's wanting to release and they're not getting one.
Say,
do that.
Say I didn't retire and I was looking to switch teams and I was going to go to the Beanfake Kohlers because they don't exist anymore. Could Mydale just put me on a game sheet? Even if I have no intention of
no, maybe? Because then you'd protest it.
Yeah. You'd have to protest. I guess you could just, then they'd have to forfeit the game because you could just be like, hey, I didn't play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not going to play if you're in this situation.
I know that, but it's like...
If they put you on
a game sheet... If they wanted to really screw you over, they could try to put you on the game sheet.
Yeah, which... Then, yeah, you're getting into a whole nother...
Yeah.
If the kid came to me and said, I didn't play that game, I would believe him.
Yeah.
And it would be a... Yeah, you don't want to open that can of worms, I don't think.
I mean, we open it the other way. They put guys on that aren't playing to get their games.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. Who does that?
Nobody. Oh, that's okay. For sure.
Yeah. No one does that.
Nobody. We definitely didn't catch Mooseman doing that. I think it was Mooseman, wasn't it? They've been caught doing that a couple times.
Didn't you say you had a couple shout-outs? Oh, and thanks to Mark Handy of Gull Lake, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Silverback Welding. All your welding needs, structural and pressure pipe welding services, call Mark. We were able to have a nice little chat with Meg with our nice mics here. Had a couple shout-outs?
We can't afford Zoom.
We have a couple free agents reaching out to the HPC podcast saying they want to get on some teams here.
Oh, I was going to bring that up.
Well, I thought you told me you were going
to
bring it up.
No, I said he wanted us to bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Well, I already brought it up. What's his name?
If anybody's short bodies, reach out. We can hook you up.
Yeah. Hit up the
league veteran. He's played on several teams.
Yeah. Stud.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I had the league meeting stuff and Meg, and that was about all I.
It's one
had
thing to bring I find interesting. Like, we were saying with Meg, there's been a high turnover with the Mustangs. And, like, I don't think there's enough. Everybody's rostering 30 guys. I don't think there's enough teams. Like, we used to have four more teams in the league. And at that point, we couldn't. Everybody was always short guys.
Yeah.
But. Now it's like, there's guys that want to play that don't get to play because there's not enough teams.
You know what the problem with this generation is? Everybody just wants to play and nobody wants to be in charge.
That's exactly it, eh? That's right, yeah. Nobody wants to run the show.
Everybody wants to just show up and leave. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be the boss. Mm-hmm. Which, can't blame them, I guess.
It's true, yeah.
That's very true, yeah.
It's a lot of work for a very little reward.
Yes. So the Blue Jays win. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's go back to Blue Jays.
I'm not sure if anybody heard about this.
Yeah, we're just watching the boys celebrate here.
Yeah.
David Schneider, no shirt on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm sure when Meg was looking at the camera and I was just not looking at her ever. I was just looking at the celebration.
I've never seen the...
Oh, no, like there's lots of times where I was talking and I wasn't even looking at the camera.
I've never seen the Blue Jays win the American League. I've never seen that.
No, none of us have.
Yeah, but you guys are born in 90 or 89.
92. What? 92, man. How old do you think we are?
Whoa, shots fired.
Yeah, but you guys were alive.
Did you grab beer or what? Yeah, I was alive. You know what I said? I was
like, no, we drank the
same
beer.
Age as my son right now.
Yeah.
But you were alive. Have I was negative.
Have you met my son? He doesn't have the slightest clue. As
I was negative 6 years old when the last time they won. That fucking Springer home run. It goes Joe Carter, George Springer.
Right now.
Jose Bautista home run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a... See, there's Davis.
I would take another one of them Millers if you're grabbing them.
Yeah, I'll have a beer, please. Oh, it's Dalton. Dalton's got no shirt on. Yeah.
I mean, that goes back to it 100 times. Shout out knees. Beer in a bottle. Way better.
Beer in a bottle is better. Yeah.
You think that's
I like him.
Do you think that's like his dad first. Right there?
That's his dad?
You think?
I don't know.
I think it's his dad.
We're just watching probably the Blue Jays celebration here in the shop. So if we seem a little preoccupied, like you got dead air, which I think I've noticed a few times here.
Never happens. No. Never happens.
It happens once every 30 years.
Yeah.
There's the boys. I have no idea who any of those guys are.
The beard.
Look, they're all just like walking out, like scratching their necks, looking around, like they've never been out there before.
Females. Well, it must be the.
Must be like the grounds crew or something.
I was gonna say that's the social media crew there. The five of them.
How unreal that they did her at home, eh? What are the odds now? What's like
not the odds?
Not good.
Not good. The Dodgers are fucking stacked, and they're a wagon. They've lost one playoff game so far.
The other day,
Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 and hit three bombs.
I saw that. I watched that game, actually.
The guy's the best
athlete. That's unreal. That's unreal. Vladdy walking in his core shorts.
With a big can of Budweiser.
With a big can of beer.
I like...
As his daughter.
I call those Biggie beers.
Vladdy has...
Shout out Ryan Rusneck.
Yeah, is he like 25?
No, he's 26.
Oh, so like 25 is not 20.
Yeah,
that girl's 10.
Yeah,
is that his daughter or what?
That's his daughter, yeah.
That girl looks like she's...
Yeah, she's probably 9 or 10.
I was going to say, Corbin's 8. She looks older than Corbin. So she is 9 or 10. And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
26.
Yeah, he's also Dominican, so I mean...
I can't start him young down there.
Yeah. Especially,
he's Canadian.
Especially Wander Franco.
Wander Franco, yeah, we don't need to bring that up.
You know what Wander Franco does?
No, man.
You don't know that story?
I don't really follow baseball, man.
Yeah,
I,
he was
I'll
like
watch the, games
the best
know,
young shortstop
is,
in the world.
This is almost less baseball, more just like true crime.
Yeah. Oh. He was like the best. Did he sign a new deal with Tampa?
Yeah.
My wife
he
is
was
a
like
big
the best
crime,
young
he's a,
shortstop in
he's
baseball.
He's a switch
like,
hitting shortstop from the
like
Dominican.
Superstar. Was he on the team when they went to the World Series?
No.
2 years ago?
No.
That was the year it happened. That was the year he got caught.
They Whatever. Haven't been to the World Series since the COVID year.
What did this guy
what
do?
Did, this was like,
this was like 22, I think.
What did this guy do?
He had a 14-year-old
girlfriend.
His girlfriend
is 14, and he's 22.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and like...
You can't do that.
No.
Right, but they were all just like, what do you mean we can't do that? And now he's not in Major League.
He got snizzed from the team, and then...
Did he go to jail?
He went back to the DR and like went on the run for like a year.
Yeah.
Like he was like.
He goes from making like $300 million to like living in the bush in the Dominican.
Like he was hiding out.
Girlfriend.
Like that. I think they recently found him and now he's like going to jail. But like he was like on the lam for a good year and a half.
Who did he play for?
Tampa Bay. That's why you haven't heard of him probably.
Yeah, I just remember that story being huge at the time. It's like, who's the, like, that would be the equivalent, like, in hockey, it'd be the equivalent, like, Connor Bedard. Like, that's who he would be the equivalent of. Like, a superstar young player with a big future ahead of him
in
the sport.
That's kind of odd that he couldn't find someone his age, you know? Like, you're rich. Like, can't you find, like...
But that's what I mean. I don't think they realized there was a problem.
Yeah, I wonder if it just wasn't as big a deal.
That's the way it seemed. Like, it seemed like his family and her family, like, I mean, I obviously wasn't there, but it seemed like they, like, that's why it's like, oh, he got caught. It's like, I don't think he got caught. I didn't think he knew it was a problem.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them knew it was a problem.
Yeah, like, they weren't trying to hide it. It was just like, this is what it was.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up, but like.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that seemed like. Yeah, but I don't understand how that, because she clearly was an American citizen.
No.
So, like, who was charging him? Her family wasn't doing it.
I think her family was the one that had the problem with it, because he had money.
So he got rich, and then they were like,
yeah.
Instead of having our daughter marry this dude and get all the money, we're going to try and make him not have any?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you get half of it. Yeah, but I think it was her family that like raised the red flags.
Well, in theory, that should be the problem, but
yeah,
it was, or that should be the, but like,
so basically stud baseball player dates
14-year-old,
dates,
like not
dates teenager,
but like barely like not 17, 18, 19-year-old teenager, 14,
like adolescent.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
like can't drive a vehicle in Canada legally.
Like, yeah, like
that's the bar.
No, but like that's like
child.
She's
yeah.
Teenager can mean two different things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand now.
Like there's a difference between being 18 and being 14. It's a big difference.
About 4 years.
Okay, I'm just thinking about where I was at mentally when I picked you up, because like I was
Alan
like
Alan was fucking.
Are we going back to Blue Jay talk?
Yeah.
I was just like It was like it's not.
That was before the sacrifice.
It's not happening.
Blue Jay.
Just not.
It was 3-2.
Maybe it's not meant to be. And then what happened?
Alan was choked, but the Jays were just getting.
It was a 3-1
mowed down.
3-1.
It was 3-1 at that.
Yeah. Barger walk. IKF base. No. Yeah. IKF base hit. And then Jimenez, sack bunt. And then we walk in here, grab a beer. Haven't even sat down yet. Springer hits a bomb.
I was sitting down.
I hadn't sat down yet.
Yeah, Talon was pacing the floor.
He was jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah, screaming.
Yeah. I lost my voice at that the game I went to.
Oh, yeah, how was that? Yeah, you went versus Yankees.
Yeah, the
game one and two,
yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, first game, I don't know, my mom is like a, I don't know if you ever met my mom.
Nope. I've met your mom.
Great, great person, but she's passionate.
Yep.
So she's like, I'm going to spend all the money.
Nice.
All the money, and we're going to go.
Great.
Do you want to come with me? I'm like, yeah, I do.
If you're spending all the money, fucking right. I'm on the board.
So I'm like, yeah, we have good seats. And then this guy from like, he was from Europe. He was sitting next to me, and he was a good time. So him and I were getting along.
A European dude.
He was by himself. He had two buddies who were also there, but like were sporadically sitting.
Oh, so they bought singles.
Yeah, like three of them bought singles, and then he was next to me. But he was like jumping up and down, and I'm like, this is kind of good shit.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were maybe struggling with that beer there. I heard it click.
Actually, like, I've thought of that before. Like, obviously, we don't live in that scenario. But, like, if you lived in a city and you were young, it's like, yeah, you get a bunch of dudes and you go to the game, but you buy the cheap late tickets that are singles and you just go spread out around the again.
Yeah, that's basically what they did.
And then you just party with strangers and then run into each meet up after and whatever.
Yeah, so we like me and this guy, he was like 22. We just like crushed beers and watched the Jays win. And then the next game, that was the game that Vladdy hit that grand slam. So after that, I was like,
couldn't talk.
Well, I was like yelling because Yesavage was pitching and I was yelling.
Well, that was the game you went lights out.
Yeah, he was dicing. Didn't give up a hit. Here we go. We got Barger with his barrel out.
Barger with his barrel out.
No, the Vladdy home run. I wish I would have gotten like a video or something.
You were like that close to meeting your wife. Barger was just in like his underwear. That dude you were sitting beside was a chick. Like a lifelong Jays fan and like
super. And then she lives in Ontario.
She's just like, yeah, but she's just, well, maybe you want to move to Toronto.
I don't know.
Well, maybe she wants to move out here.
maybe she wants to play
women's senior hockey.
Yeah.
There we go.
Does she like win?
They don't
and
have one
snow?
Of those in Ontario.
Because we have both of those things.
Do you like wind and snow and getting stuck in the snow and wind?
Man, Varsho's just on national TV in his underwear. Love it.
I respect it.
Oh, me too.
No, I wish I would have gotten like a video of.
I would probably stay away from the microphones in that moment because like I would be like way too fired up to be on TV.
You would.
I would be way like if I mean, was like coach or playing in that. I would
it's
be
been
like,
an hour.
Oh, I'd be hysterical.
I would be in the room fucking dieseling liquor.
You wouldn't even
like,
see
I,
that.
You, would, I, like,
you wouldn't see me.
You remember when the Penguins won the cup? And I think it was their first cup, but maybe it was their second. Probably both. Like, they're doing all the interviews for afterwards, and people are just like, there's no Phil and Gino. And then you just see clips of them in the room just partying together
That's
by
what
themselves.
I would do.
It's like,
that'd be,
fuck the media. Yeah. Phil and Gino were gone to the dressing room.
That's a veteran move.
Yeah.
But it was when the Jays, like, the last game of the season when they clinched the division.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find Springer. Like, Hazel may want to do an interview with Springer. And they're
he's gone.
They're like, we're looking for George Springer here. And then he just comes, like, flying out.
Yeah,
no,
later.
No shirt on.
Like, they've already interviewed somebody else.
Yeah, like, bro's clearly dieseled six beers.
Yeah.
And he's dropping F-bombs on Sportsnet.
Well, there's Bautista. He's like, oh, I wish we could have done this.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's never really a team guy, that guy.
No, he wasn't.
No. Great player.
Yeah.
Kind of. Good hitter. Not a great fielder.
Yeah, he was a case of, like I loved Bautista when he was playing, but, like, not giving him that contract was the right move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he wasn't a super – I don't think he would have been a super awesome teammate. I mean, Jose, if you're listening, hop on. But
yeah, come on, play for the Mydale Blue Jays and prove us wrong.
You can hop on with us, but yeah, always kind of seemed a little more into what he was doing than what the team was doing, whereas this team seems just like squad.
Donaldson was the same way, though.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember when, what was he doing? And he was like, you know what? I don't need your, he got hurt and he wouldn't let the team doctors diagnose. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he had to like get, he had his own private doctors. It's like the team doctors weren't allowed to come and see what's wrong with him. It was like, he had to get the, his own private guys. It's like, I mean, I understand wanting to take care of your own stuff, but like they can probably tell you if it's serious or not.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like the Dodgers should win. They should.
The Dodgers should.
They should on paper, but baseball is baseball, and you gotta throw it over the plate.
Dodgers are 9-1 in the playoffs.
You gotta throw it over the plate, though. Like, I don't care the numbers say.
Yep.
You gotta throw it over the plate and gotta get 27 outs. So we'll see what happens.
Kingers just got the fucking what are they called? Just loaded up. All the
pucks in deep. Yeah, get pucks in deep and
Get 27 outs. Throw it over the plate. Gotta play the games.
You know? Yeah, they gotta.
Yeah. The cliches, I believe.
You gotta hit them.
They gotta get us out 27 times. So we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get pucks in deep. We gotta muck and grind a little bit. And
yeah, that's what the Jays need to do, eh? Muck and grind.
They are a muck and grind team.
They need to throw. Who throws the hardest on the Jays?
Varland.
Put one on Ohtani's elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And then charge the mound when Yamamoto's out there. And then
you gotta hurt some people.
And then the other two guys, and then their other two, Snell and what's the other guy?
Prison rules.
Glasnow.
Well, then they only have two studs.
Yeah.
And you can go. You got two studs. Maybe not quite as good as them.
Yeah, the Dodgers are kind of exhibit A on why the CBA needs to get reevaluated.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's got to be a cap floor. Like we can't have the A's spending no money.
Thing is, like, the Angels could have paid Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston could have paid Betts. Atlanta could have paid Freeman. Tampa could have paid those other two pitchers.
Yeah, but like,
they could have just given him the deal instead of them going to.
Yeah, but do you want to pay one guy? Or you could get three guys for the same price.
Right, but Tampa sucks now. And when he had those two guys, you don't think they're maybe making more money in the playoffs, doing well with those studs on their roster?
Yeah, it's like a tinfoil hat kind of thing. Like, why do these teams suck?
Like, are they supposed to suck? Does anybody buy a Boston Red Sox jersey these days with a name on it?
Like, tennis racket.
If you had Mookie Betts, you'd be selling thousands of
tennis racket.
Right?
You know that?
What?
The Duran Duran tennis racket. When he called the dude a faggot.
I don't know what that is, no.
You don't know that?
No, I don't know that.
Okay, so the left fielder for the Red Sox, he was up to bat.
Yeah.
And then someone in the crowd is like, you need a tennis racket. You need a tennis racket. And
the
guy's up to bat and he's like, fucking faggot.
I do remember that.
And he got like a 10-game suspension.
That's hilarious. I
do remember that. Yes. I actually do remember that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I didn't know I'd have to like spell out the whole reference.
I did not know that. This is the first time hearing of it.
Yeah, so the guy
kind of like said it under his breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was picked up and he got sussy. But now guys buy his jersey. Mm-hmm.
You can't say that.
Sure he wasn't saying it to his nephew?
He could have been.
Own, played on his own team.
Yeah, I was just talking to my cousin, you know.
Fuck, fight him, you fag. So glad I don't have to deal with any of that.
You had something to say about Barber Motors?
Not Barber Motors.
No, Great Plains.
Oh my God, you want to hear my
Great
story?
Plains 4, is this a grind my gears?
It could be a grinds my gears, I guess. Car salesmen that just want to beat around the bush all the time. That grinds my gears. So, bought a new car, right? Bailey did. And she's doing all the dealing, whatever. Long story short, kind of got fucked around a little bit and basically went to go pick up the car. The guy told us, so we got the guy down on the price a bit. And he said, okay, fine. But if you're here today and ready to go, like, that's the only way you're getting it for that price. Because we were kind of fucking around too, like dealing with other dealerships.
Right? You said you were beating around the bush?
A little bit, like trying to get, well, not beating around the bush, but being like,
was negotiating.
Yeah, the negotiating. It was like, okay, man, like, what can you do for us? Why should I buy from you when there's a million different car dealerships, right?
Yep.
Like, when this one can give it to me for this. So whatever, long story short, we get down to this price, and he says, okay, fine, I can do it for that if you're here right now today. Okay, we'll be there at 4:30. Okay, yep, sounds good. Everything will be ready to go. So we go there at 4:30, take Nate, Bailey, myself. I take off work early. We drive to Weyburn. Fucking get in there. Here's the car. Follow. Oh, right on, yeah. Suppose you want to take it for a drive. Oh, I guess, yeah. Take it for a quick burn. Whatever. It's a car. Park it. Okay, yeah. Like, Bailey, go sign, whatever. I'll stay here with Nate. All of a sudden, the fucking finance lady is leaving, and fucking they can't figure everything out because we were putting a down payment down and whatever. And, oh, yeah, well, we'll just come back tomorrow, and we'll have her ready for you. Like, my wire's kind of crossed. I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean, come back tomorrow?
We just drove an hour into town.
I fucking took off work early to come here to pick up a fucking car.
My favorite was when we were driving to the rink the other day, and you were telling me this, and you said, what am I supposed to tell my boss tomorrow?
Yeah,
I already told him I was going to buy a car.
Yeah, I was like, what am I supposed to tell my boss? Like, I already told him I'm going to pick up a car. I'm going to tell him fucking that I'm going to pick up another car. He's going to think I'm paying me too much. Like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, so he's like, oh, yeah, oh, sorry about that. Yeah, like, I didn't realize she was leaving. Whatever, fucking. And then he's trying to change the price because he forgot the fucking mud flaps. And he wants to charge me $1,000 for mud flaps. And I'm just like, you're fucked, man. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'll order fucking mud flaps on Amazon, buy the car, and bring them here and pay you to put them on before I give you $1,000 for mud flaps, you donkey. Like, fucking, what are we talking about here? So then, whatever. I was kind of upset, and the guy calls Bailey and is like, yeah, sorry about all this. And they didn't even say sorry. He's just like, yeah, like, we'll deliver the car tomorrow, whatever. And those mud flaps are yours either way. And it's on speakerphone when he says that. And I'm sitting like, now I'm like mad. I'm like, what do you mean this fucking mud flaps are mine? You didn't buy the car. You didn't sign anything. Fuck you talking about the mud flaps are ours either way. So whatever. Fucking go to BP's and we have supper and calm down. And well, it's like, man, it's like you would think like you're going and like, it's a brand new SUV. Like, it's like, you know, you're pushing
this
like.
This thing isn't $3,500.
Yeah, like, you're pushing like $60,000 here, and you want to turn it around on fucking mud flaps, man? Like, like, are we being serious right now? Or, like, what the fuck? So, whatever. Next day rolls around. Car's supposed to be delivered with the papers. Papers are going to get signed at the house. Everything's going to be good. 10:30, my phone starts ringing. It's Bailey. Yeah, Dustin. I'm like, yeah? What's up, baby? She goes, they can't deliver the car. What the fuck do you mean they can't deliver the car? Well, they can't deliver the car because the papers have to be signed in the dealership for legal reasons. I'm like, what in the fuck?
I got my truck shipped across to Saskatchewan.
Yeah. I'm like, so we were talking to a dealership in Winnipeg, and they're like, yep, we can get the car there tomorrow. Fucking right. Whatever. And I'm just like, what the fuck do you like? And I'm kind of like talking like this to her, and I'm like, and I can realize I'm like, I shouldn't. Okay, I'm not mad at you. Like, no, it's not your fault. Like, it's just like, what the fuck's this guy talking about? Like, give me his number.
No.
She won't give me his number. So, whatever. I'm like, well, fuck that. Like, whatever, let's just buy a different car. Tell him to go fuck himself. Like, you know, like I was ready to die on that hill. Like, whatever, fuck this car, fuck that guy. But it was just more convenient to buy it there. So it was kind of like, whatever. And we did get him down pretty good.
He was acting like it was a hassle to sell it to you.
Yes, and I think it was because kind of like the dealing, I don't think he was really happy with the deal. But anyway, so yeah, okay. So they're not going to deliver it. My dad's going to watch. We're not going to deliver it, but everything's ready to go. You just get here, everything's ready to go.
For the second time.
For the second time. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go, right? So
she calls my dad. Yeah, dad's going to watch Nate. Bailey's dad's going to pick her up. Because I'm like, fuck that. I'm not taking work off again for this bullshit. Like, this is stupid. So they drive up. They get there around like 1:30, maybe. It's like fucking 3:45 by the time they fucking get out of there because nothing was ready again. And in the meantime, she's like calling me a few times. And so I finally am like, I've had enough. Like I'm hearing from Bailey. I'm like, this is enough. All right. So I she doesn't give me the salesman's number. So I get on the Google machine. I'm just fucking fired up. And I Google Barber Motors. And I
great place.
No.
How in the Google?
You call Barber.
Yeah. So I call Barber Motors because I figured that was the dealership. And I get on the phone. And I get a, hello, Barber Motors. How can I direct your call? And I give a fucking, can I speak? Or whatever the fuck the guy's name was. Rod or.
I mean, you did. Yeah.
Maybe edit that out. Can you bleep that out?
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. That's all right.
Do it. Yeah.
Quick little name.
No. He doesn't even get that much.
Yeah.
So can I speak to whoever? And let me direct your call.
The mechanic.
So
I mean, no, so and so.
This guy.
I got two to believe.
This guy answers the phone and he goes, "Hello, whatever speaking." And I say, "Hey, beep. This is Dustin Graham calling, and I basically give him the old fucking. I'm sick of this shit. Like, we don't even want to buy this.
This
fucking,
is hilarious.
We don't even want to buy
this. The wrong dealership.
Oh yeah, wrong dealership." I'm going on and on. Fuck this. This fucking car better have a full tank of fuel, like all the fixings. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry, Dustin. Like, who are you dealing with? And I said, we were dealing with you. What do you mean, who are we dealing with? And he's like, oh, I don't think so. I'll have to get this figured out. Who was it for? I'm like, the fucking car for Bailey. That he's like, and he's like, Bailey who? And I'm like, is this not so-and-so? Like, first and last name? And he's like, oh, no. He laughs. You're looking for Great Plains. You called Barber Motors. And fucking we both just start laughing. He goes, you have a little trouble over there? And I said, yeah, I might be calling you back in 20 minutes here. So then I get on the phone and I'm kind of calmed down. So the real guy didn't get as much as the other guy did. Because I was like, maybe that was a little excessive. But I did make my...
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, man. Wrong dealership. Just flipping.
And there's a guy named... With the same name.
Same name. Just put the call like a champ. And he was like apologizing up and down. Like, I'm so sorry about all this.
I hope you know you made that dealership stay. Like, Barber Motors.
I felt like I should have just quit the deal right then and there. And just
Whole dealership was going to tell that story. About the time that.
So, yeah, we bought the car from Great Plains. But shout out Barber. They're probably way better.
Yeah, that's funny. That's...
Oh, it was just such a fuck around. Like, told us twice it was ready to go and it wasn't. We're driving there with an 11-month-old kid. Like, come on, man. Like,
hour one way.
Yeah, we're like, we've got like a $10,000 deposit. Like, it's like, dude, just give us the fucking car. Like, what is happening here? Like, so yeah, it was a bit of a shit show.
Talon,
so,
how do the mud flaps look? I can't see them from here.
Oh, that was another thing. The mud flaps ended up coming to like under $700.
But it was they look like regular mud flaps.
They look.
Yeah, they're just fucking mud flaps, man. I'm like, why are mud flaps?
Do they look like they're worth changing the monthly?
Dude, he was like, oh, because the car was ordered in, so it was like, it came without mud flaps, and then, whoa, we forgot to put the mud flaps on, so now you owe us money, and I'm just like, holy fuck, man, really? Like, how about I'll get some mud flaps?
How the fuck does that, like, if vehicles don't come from mud flaps, isn't that just standard when they get there, you put them on? All vehicles?
Well, it should just be in the price. You should, like, just hide
What's
it.
What do you mean?
Hide it in the cost. Like, don't tell me that I'm spending an extra.
Well, you get a fucking list of the breakdowns of what everything costs anyways.
Well, just put them in there. Like,
that's what I mean.
All he had to do was just put them in there. Like, he didn't have to bring it up as soon as we got there. Like, it's like the first thing he says, oh, yeah, by the way, it's not going to be this much. It's going to be this much because I forgot the mud flaps. It's like... Motherfucker, that's a you problem. Like, we had a deal. Like, it's kind of the attitude I went in there with. Like,
I don't know. I agree that, like, I think when you make a deal, whether it's text, email, or verbal or whatever, more so text or email because you have proof, it's like, what do you mean you're going to change the deal now that I'm here to pick it up? No, you're not. We had a deal. Like, right? Like, I don't know. Am I fucked? Like, if I tell you, I'm going to sell you this laptop right here for $20, and then you show up, and I'm like, actually, Talon, it's going to be $25 because I'm throwing in the HDMI cord. And you're like, well, I don't need the HDMI cord. And you're like, I'm like, well, no, like, if you legally, like, if you want to watch TV and, like, on your laptop, like, through the TV, you need the HDMI cord. You can't just go get one from Amazon. You have to buy this one because it comes with this computer. Like, go fuck yourself.
So when we bought the old family van,
yeah,
we were dealing with the last dealership in Weyburn that hasn't been mentioned yet. But we made a...
there's another one.
There's a third one. So I'm not going to shout him out. But so we were... it was a lady salesman. And we thought we had a deal made. And then she goes to, like, her boss, whatever, like, to set it up. And comes back. And then this big dude comes out. Yeah, that's not going to work. And he, like... It's like, we were ready to sign, and he's like, no, it's got to be this. And I don't even remember the details because it's quite a few years ago now. But it was just like, no, we agreed to this. Yeah, well, she doesn't have clearance. They're like, no, we can't do that. We got to do it. So we left, and we bought her. We ended up buying her. Instead of buying the van in Weyburn, we bought it in Kindersley. And guess what? We did not sign the papers in person.
No.
Well, yeah, it's like, what do you? He's like, it's for fraud. I'm like, there, what kind of fraud am I signing? Like,
the salesman in Kindersley
drove
the van to Brianna's in-laws 2 hours away and got picked up and took back. That's how bad he wanted to sell that van.
Fuck. Well, really? Like,
yeah. But it's just funny.
The last vehicle before this Dodge that I bought.
And they were the same vehicle, like they were the same van.
That single wheel Longhorn I had,
yeah,
I bought it from Capital in Regina.
Yeah,
dude, they stayed open until like 9 o'clock to just get everything done. Like I showed up there after work, they had the truck, had it all done. They stayed late. The finance lady stayed late to get the deal done, and they fucking gave me, because SGI obviously wasn't open, they gave me a license plate, one of their license plates, to drive home with. And then they came the next day and fucking picked it up in Estevan from Regina. Like, they didn't even make me take it back. Well, like, that's a car dealership, man. Like, that's how it should be, man. Like, if
you should get them to sponsor us.
Going on Marketplace Estevan or whatever the fuck, Facebook, and buying some used fucking lawnmower. Like, you're fucking buying a car that's going to cost you money.
For a few years. Transport your fucking family.
Yeah, like, you know, like, I don't know. I just felt like we were just like.
Fuck, I could watch that home run replay all day.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Oh, wow.
John Schneider is just, he's just happy that that Brendan Little decision didn't.
Yeah. Would he have been fired?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? I don't think he'd have been fired.
You think he ever does it again?
Brings Little in, yeah. Or bring just
yeah, yeah.
Brings in some
brings in the wrong guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the sixth,
like I was gonna say,
the sixth probably, or seventh choice.
There was probably more choices.
So what was the theory behind that? I like I said, I'm not a big baseball guy. Was he just like
he said they wanted to turn the two switch hitters around to bat the other way?
Oh, he's a lefty.
Which clearly didn't work.
Which clearly, because they both. Well, the one, I don't know the details, but the show I was listening to says the one switch hitter bats like 50 points higher the way they switched them to. So that makes no fucking sense.
It's just like Schneider like owed Brandon Little's dad a favor. It's like that kind of thing. It's like, okay.
His dad sponsored the jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, it's like
his dad's.
It's like, it's just like, it was just so absurd.
His dad must have picked up the team dinner.
It was such an absurd decision.
Yeah, I don't follow it well enough. Like I said, I listen to games throughout the season.
So they have five or six guys. There's probably three guys. So this was the highest leverage point of their season to that point. It was the eighth inning against the top of their order.
Yeah. Well, I understand this. Yes.
Right. So it's the highest leverage position your team has been in all season.
Yeah.
And you didn't go to your first option. You didn't go to your second option. Today, they went to two starters out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
They could have went to Bassett that day. They could have went to Lauer that day. They could have went to...
Yeah.
They had seven or eight people they could have went to. And they went to a guy who's known for throwing wild pitches.
Yeah, it's just like if you had a penalty, if it was like a shootout and
you put the third line checking winger
out there. Like that. It was just this makes no sense.
Not the third liner with speed and a little skill that maybe just isn't quite there yet, but the guy who you put out to penalty kill and likes to hit and you know, doesn't score.
And it's
other
like
than
it's,
when it bounces off. And
it's like it's not head. It wasn't on.
Well, my
the
thing
pitcher.
Was is like I noticed like exactly, but I like he's like always good in these situations, and like I said, I don't follow it. But it, like they showed the stat, and he had like a 6 ERA from like the end of August.
That's exactly it. It was like,
what do you mean? He's like
we're watching, and it's like
and
he
stupid.
Oh, that's what
stat.
I was saying.
He has trouble with control. Proceeds to walk two
like
guys
if that's
on
the stat,
nine
no,
pitches.
That
was oh, it's just like it wasn't on. Brandon Little, because Brandon Little,
no, you put a guy
probably
in
like
situation.
Brandon Little's probably like, why? Why are you doing this to me? This makes no sense.
That would be like if we were back in the day when Mustangs were making attempted title runs and I was on the third and fourth line. If they threw me out there on the power play in a tie game with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
That would have been the same idea, right? It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and you would be like, this makes no sense.
I'm looking at the rest of the team like, what the fuck am I doing out there?
Yeah.
Boys. It's not me. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Call it the Kolke, eh? Fuck, I don't want to go out there.
And like, the poor guy, like, he had to do an interview after, and he's like crying, and I'm like, Jesus, man. Like, it's not your fault.
He was wearing one of those sweet golf hats, though. Yeah. So that.
I hope he gets the pitch in the World Series and does good. Like, I hope the Jays are up 8.
Yeah, because that's the situation. That's the situation he pitches in.
Or you're down a bunch.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get through the last
like two. Like, not a one-run game.
Yeah.
Like, not a one-run game he doesn't pitch it. It's like an 8-run game.
Well, he might if it's 2 or whatever, 4-3 in the second and your starter's out.
Yeah. Yeah, in the second.
Yeah. Not in the 8th.
Not in the 8th.
When against the top of the order.
When you need 3 outs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't bring a lot to the pod today. Just a lot of baseball talk.
Yeah, I don't have a list at all. I was trying to think. I've been so fucking busy though. It's like,
what's one?
Well, the Big Six is firing up here. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
November 1st. I think is the first couple games.
Yeah, the Big Six guys are gonna be pissed. That it took us this long to get to the Big Six.
We already talked. We did the meeting a little bit. But yeah, November 1st, Mydell Carnduff in Mydell, and who else? I don't know.
No idea. I like when people ask me what other teams look like, and I just have no idea. Just like,
well, how would you?
It well, would be exactly.
Nice to
it's
do
like
a segment from each team, like once a month or whatever.
Well, it's called
feature a team.
Did we already do the?
Call Jake, boys.
Yeah, we should get Jake.
We know. Red versus Loaded for Bear. The Elms brothers are back in Mooseman.
It would be nice to get some
They're
people in
loaded.
The studio.
Yeah.
The Zoom. I'm not into the Zoom.
I don't like
that. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. The vibes, man.
Well, I mean, what else do you do?
The vibes, man.
That's what the people want to do, and they want to come on. Like,
it's just the vibes.
I understand. I agree.
It's just the vibes, bro.
Whatever.
Put it this way. If it's anything else but a Mooseman Redverse rematch again, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, me too. Mooseman's going to be a
Who
wagon.
Would be?
Unless somebody's picked up some.
Mooseman's going to be an absolute wagon, man. They got those Elkhorn boys, the Elms brothers or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they didn't play last year.
Maybe that means, well, what would it be better?
Hmm?
If Well, just like if four Mooseman guys come back from Elkhorn, then four guys.
I've been told Moose.
Elkhorn guys will be local. They won't be considered imports.
Well, I just mean like, but it knocks four guys off the Mooseman team.
That'll go to Wapella or.
Yeah, to go to the affiliate team.
Did they even have a full roster last year?
Mooseman?
Yeah, 30. I don't think they did.
30? That's tough to get to.
That's such an absurd number. Like, I understand why they put that, because they were sick of just dealing with it.
Yeah.
They're sick of people having it.
I love that. That's only three teams have ever done this. So, come back from...
What are you talking about?
After losing the first two games at home, only three teams have ever...
Last time was in 96.
Yeah.
Wow. Active Blue Jays alive Wagon. In 93. Heinemann, Gausman, Springer, Bassett, Scherzer, Hoffman. And Jeff Hoffman was barely. Jeff Hoffman was still fucking...
He was an infant child.
Yeah. He was a baby. He wasn't even an infant.
Max Scherzer, 1984. I hope he gets a start, though. I don't see why you wouldn't.
He'll get a start. For sure he will after the last one.
I love when he body checked
pitching coach. He just comes bombing down the stairs and just shoves the pitching coach. Like, just slams him.
Well, and then, Schneider comes out.
He's just an animal, eh?
Yeah, he's just a wacko, I think.
He's got two different color eyes, man.
I did not know that. Like, how did I not know
that's
that?
That's when Schneider was like, he locked eyes, both colors. Both
colors, yeah.
I didn't know what he meant by that. And then I saw the video. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and it's like,
yeah, it's not dark blue and light blue. It is fucking brown and green or something.
Yeah, and it's not even like half an eye. It's like.
He's not blind, is he? Like in one eye or something?
Man, he's a professional pitcher. He cannot be blind.
Not blind, but like one eye blind.
No, it's just heterochromia, I think. My brother has it. But his eye is only like half a color.
Oh, really?
Huh. Interesting.
Hold on, we gotta.
So is this the fourth team he's been in the World Series with?
Yes.
Is that what it says? Nationals?
No, I was
Nationals, Rangers.
Dodgers.
Dodgers, Jays. Was he on the World Series team with the Dodgers? They must have lost then. They must have lost, yeah. I don't mind these two, actually. Like the Circle K commercials?
Yeah, they're funny.
They're actually funny. Stick to the script, yeah. Kenny.
Okay, I think it's more so that TSN is dropping the ball, because TSN was always a mile ahead of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But the gap is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two are actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be like Jay and Dan were funny, and Dutchie was funny.
Yeah.
And
Dutchie and Jan always
had Jennifer Hedger was solid.
Yeah, they always had a good
rapport.
Good rapport, yeah. I don't mind. What's the two girls?
It's almost too liberal, because you need all the different colors on TSN.
Oh yeah, you all the different. Yeah.
Like they wouldn't have two white people.
Right. Yeah, but they have the two chicks that do it together all the time.
I don't know.
They're not funny though, but they're fine.
They're not funny, but they're both girls and they're different colors.
They're
not so funny,
well, they're the same. Yeah, fine. They're both white. Oh, and they're fine too. But I just meant like they're easy to watch and listen to and whatnot. I should know their names.
I don't watch TSN.
Do you think the girls that were listening for like Meg's segment are still listening?
No.
Not a chance.
If you are, I mean.
If you are, shout out.
Yeah like let us know. Message us.
Yeah.
And maybe message Mark Handy if you got some welding that needs to be done.
Mark Handy, Galt Lake, Saskatchewan, Silverback Welding. For all your welding needs, structural and pressure pipe, call Mark Handy, Galt Lake, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, like if you're listening for Meg.
He got us these fancy mics.
If you're listening for Meg and you're still here.
Welcome. This is the real podcast.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
This is as good as it gets.
I don't know, man. The peak will always be the blessed be tomorrow. That's as good as it
Clark,
gets.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good one.
I hope it sounds better. Last time was not great. What's with the headphone thing? What do we got to do? Show me and I'll get them.
We would each need headphones.
Let's do it.
Don't we just have need to have one person or one headphone to plug in to, so you can listen to it while it's going?
But like, what are you listening to?
The man, did you hear the last one? Did you listen to it?
I went through the whole thing. Yeah. It was mine that was bad.
Yeah.
Mine was like picking up like lots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't listen to it anymore.
I think it's operator error, not equipment.
Probably.
Yeah, it's definitely up. It's just like, yeah.
But I mean, it's definitely not the problem with these caught it deadly mics.
If you caught it early, you could just like,
yeah, that's what I mean. With it a bit. If you can listen to it while we're going,
yeah,
you can
be like, oh, that doesn't sound right.
Not quite right. Instead of having 2 hours of fucking.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. That sounded so good when we did it.
Yeah, I just don't get how you would do it. I don't get how you would, because like it's happening all at once.
But you would hear it. You would hear it.
Right. Hear okay, so like I used our example of like our, we broadcast the church service over the radio.
Like I would hear
Uncle
Logan
Neil,
right
my Uncle Neil.
But you would at the back. You would need a person who's like not involved at all, and not contributing.
No, you wouldn't.
He sits in the church watching the service, and beside the radio thing. Puts headphones on. They're 100-year-old wire, like steel headphones. He puts them on and he can listen to the live radio broadcast as it's going out. And he can sound, and then he adjusts what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. But he's not like an active speaker on the broadcast.
You listen to Joe Rogan podcast?
You went for
but he's not the guy.
He's wearing Jamie. Headphones, man.
Yeah, but it's Jamie.
But he's wearing headphones and he's caught a couple times where he's like, he'll be like sitting with someone.
But it's,
he'll be
it's
like,
not,
hey, you got to sit closer to the mic.
They have like specified producers. Like they have.
So do we.
Not really. You want me to talk? No one cares what
right,
I say.
But you chime in.
Right.
Jamie
but you,
chimes in.
But you sorry. Can like, okay, so you would know that us sound good and then one of us can throw the headset on and know that you sound good.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, that's
we can get a long enough cord, or one of us can get off our lazy asses and walk over there.
We definitely need just one set of headphones, then.
And like when I say the ones, like the ones from the church are probably from like 1982. Like they're
you shouldn't steal from a church.
We should just get,
I'm not
yeah.
saying we should steal them.
Should just get like regular ones.
They're very basic. Like they have like the little steel band that goes around with the foam things.
Well, Mark Handy, he wants his shout outs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, like we're it's tough work to do
yeah,
quality
like,
work.
Like does it, is there not a headphone jack on any of that stuff?
What's that?
Is there a headphone jack on any of that stuff?
Yeah.
So we just need a regular I'm sure I have 8 headsets of old headphones in my
No, yeah, but it's different though. It's bigger. It's not an aux. It's not an auxiliary.
Mic
yeah, it's like one of these ones. It's like you need like
or like a guitar one, you know, that plugs into an amp.
Yeah, like you need just like a thicker
sound
in.
One. Oh, it's okay.
It's just bigger. Which I'm not opposed to. It's just
well, I think if we're gonna do this, like I don't get me wrong, I like sitting here and bullshitting with you guys.
Yeah,
I mean we don't do
but
it.
But I used to like listening to them a little bit too, and I was like last one, I was like, I can't do it.
Oh, I listened to the whole last one.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't get through it. Huh. That's just me. I don't know.
I listened to it one time when I'm editing it, and that's all.
Because, like, a lot of times I forget.
Oh, I added a few
drops. I'll be, like, driving. I'll find myself laughing. Like,
I added a few drops. There was a few drops in the last one. I don't remember what I did, though.
Yes, I heard some of those.
Well,
those were good.
What were they?
I don't remember either.
There are a couple of things. Oh, it was I swear to God.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
That was the only one I remember.
Jeez.
Again.
Did you guys bring any grinds or gears?
Not going to lie. I didn't fucking bring anything.
When the Jays don't hit until the seventh inning. But.
Oh, hey, man. Don't criticize a win.
As long as they hit. Yeah.
Don't criticize a win. They're in the World Series, Ganger.
That's insane.
What do you want?
Insanity.
Win.
Yeah. What grinds your gears?
I think the Dodgers will be. Oh no, the Dodgers will think it's in the bag, and maybe Snell leaves a few out over the plate, and George with his gable knee.
You just never know. Anything could happen. Like, somebody could, the wrong person could get hurt or, like.
Except the Dodgers have eight of those guys. Like, if they lose one person, it's not going to affect them.
Well, like, six guys could get hurt.
Yeah, you know, they get COVID or something.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Yeah. Somebody could nuke LA tonight, and then what are they going to do?
Win by default. Fucking. Yeah.
That's actually, so, I saw a lot of like Toronto versus LA because it would be like Drake versus Kendrick.
Okay, that's just outside my wheelhouse.
That's it. That's just, it's just Drake. Drake's from Toronto.
Oh. And he's not allowed around the team though, isn't he? He's a
Oh shit. I think I'm gonna win my fantasy football this week.
Oh
boys.
Damn. this is what people come for.
Okay, so anybody who does fantasy, I played Michael Bittman this week, but I pulled Jake Ferguson to put in George Kittle this week. And anybody who knows fantasy, Jake Ferguson had 21 points and Kittle had
Jake Ferguson sounds like a made up name.
Zero points.
Jake is a white name.
I got lucky. Swift went off. So yeah, I got lucky. Looks like I'm gonna win. Fucking rights. Big win. Needed that one.
I don't know anything about football.
Sweet.
I was worried, man. Fuck.
All I know is the Patriots won, so I'm
Yeah, me and Talon survive another week.
I only have one loss.
Same.
Yeah, we're buzzing.
And the
you know what we should do?
Chargers are my loss.
You know what we should do?
I got to pay you guys. Play a little longer
next year.
But you can have a buy-in.
You know more about football than we do. We just,
dude, I lost out on a fucking Chiefs loss to the Jaguars.
You lost out? You have three lives.
Yeah.
Dude, I've lost out to Green Bay, which was supposed to be a sure thing, too. And who was the other one? I picked like fucking, the teams I picked should not have lost. The week one should have been a loss. I picked Jaguars versus Carolina week one. I was like, oh, that's a risky pick.
Jaguars, the next 3 weeks are tough. Have you looked at the schedule? Yes. Pick winners?
No.
Like,
and there's people hurt, man.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just looking at the teams.
I just look at the line.
Right, but it's like who I've already picked. Like, there's not a lot of gimme games the next couple weeks.
No.
I might have to crack out the Bills. Like, haven't done it yet. But
they're not they're not even a sure thing anymore.
Yeah, I heard they're not doing it as well.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. This is our NFL pick'em draft, yeah, which I still have to like ante up for the entry fee. I think.
I fucking paid Chad. I don't know why I keep saying I didn't. I fucking gave him $40 because I had to pay an extra. I had to pay an extra $20 because I lost out before the first. Like, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I had to pay an extra $20, and
If you lost out before the first six weeks, because then you had an under 500 record.
Yeah, and so you had to pay an extra $20. Yeah, you had to pay an extra $20. It was $20. I paid $40. I literally remember giving him $40.
I didn't pay him, but I won the year before, and nobody paid me, so I figured we were safe.
I don't care. I just know I gave him.
I didn't know we were actually paying, to be honest.
Still short the round from the first year. That was what was supposed to be the deal. It was a round of paralyzers at TAQs, but that place isn't in business.
Yeah, but then
I'm fine with just doing it for fun.
But then TAQs closed down. It's pretty tough.
But it's open again now. It's in the rink now.
they run the bar too?
No, they run the kitchen.
Oh,
I thought that was North Eaton people.
It's the same waitress from TAQs. So I don't know. Maybe it's different people this winter than last winter.
No idea. I'm pretty sure. I thought it was North Eaton last year.
Yeah, it was.
Like, yeah. Because we always ordered pizzas.
But it's
just put them in the kitchen.
But you ordered pizzas at the kitchen?
No, like I ordered pizzas from North Eaton, and then they would just drop them off at the kitchen.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's exciting thing. So we got Saskatchewan Senior Women's League covered, a little bit of Big Six covered. Jays going to the World Series. Barber Motors greater than, not equal to. I don't even remember the other dealership's name.
No. Yeah, that's about right.
It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's pretty much all I got. Twiggy's looking for
yeah. a senior team
to play on.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll still be listening. He'll listen to the first part.
And shout out Mark Handy, Gull Lake, Saskatchewan, Silverback
Welder. Maybe he'll have to start identifying different than he can play in the women's league.
George Springer will never have to buy a drink in the city of Toronto for the rest of his life.
Oh, man. What a guy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine hitting that ball? Like, that would have been so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It still wasn't quite a sure thing yet, but like,
but that
it put it in, fuck,
right. Look at there. This! Look at this little cat sitting in the little box. In the little box. I'm gonna take a picture. We'll post. Hey,
you want to hear a crazy story about that little kitty? So, Big Six League meeting. It's on a Sunday. I was going to work in Esterhazy. So I had the camper behind me. So I stopped in Carlisle on my way to Esterhazy to do the meeting and then just carried on my way. Well, I go in the meeting. So this cat has been at my house for maybe a month and a half or whatever. I go in the meeting. It was a long meeting. It was like scheduling meetings. So it's like 3 hours probably. And I come out of the meeting and I can hear this fucking... meow, meow, meow. Like, what the fuck? Walk to my truck, can hear it. I'm like, fuck, there's a cat in my truck. What the fuck? So I'm like looking in my toolboxes and like all around, and I can't find it. Fucking crawl underneath. That little fucker is up underneath like the frame of my truck and my deck. He crawled in there. So he must have jumped in there when my truck was parked in the shop. While I hooked up to the camper and then all the way to Carlisle, sat under there, and then sat under there while I was in a meeting for 3 hours. And then I come out and I'm like, fuck, like, I'm not going home. I can't take this fucking cat to work with me. Like, what am I going to do? And I remember Chad was at the meeting. So I called Chad. Him and Cody are at Dairy Queen. They fucking take the cat back to Mydale.
Really?
And Zach picked it up and brought it back to the shop for me. I was like, because Bailey, if Bailey didn't know, I probably would have just like
left it.
Just good luck, little buddy.
Is this cat?
Yeah.
He was in the town.
Someone would have.
Yeah. How big was he when?
That, he was about that big. Like, it was like a month ago. But yeah, he just like crawled up there and like, I just thought it was crazy that he rode all the way to Carlisle and then stayed there, stayed in the truck, stayed under the truck for like three, like it was a long meeting, man. Like 2.5 hours maybe. So yeah, I don't know. Got to find out a name. If you have a name for my cat.
Yeah, but I'll put some pictures on the socials.
Let me know.
Podcast cat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some names from former past episodes.
Ah, yeah.
That we might. Yeah, I don't know. Blessed be tomorrow.
Maybe you should name him Blessed because there's no way he should have made it from Carlisle back.
Was he in the back of a truck? Why couldn't he?
No, he was underneath the truck. Like, he was like between my frame. Wheels. He was in the frame of my truck. Like he was, my truck was parked in the garage, so he must have jumped up in there and just stayed there.
Seven. Lucky seven. It's also a Seinfeld reference for those who follow.
You could call him George.
You could call him Slevin.
As in George Springer.
Mm-hmm. Springer Dinger.
But, yeah, I don't know. You guys got anything else?
No. Other than I've been debating if I need to... I've got myself a over 30 league team now. Got a rec league team. Do I need a curling team this winter?
Well.
Are we entering a curling team, Dustin?
Well, I mean, I would curl the odd game, but like I said, I'm like that generation that just wants to show up.
Well, as long as there's four of us, I don't think we don't have to schedule or do anything. We just have to show up. We just have to tell them we're in.
Okay. I'm in for a certain amount of, I won't be in every game.
Neither will I.
All right. I'm sure, like, Butterwood and, like, Talon, you want to curl?
I'll be the
Butter's lead. Pretty good curler.
I'll be the lead.
Perfect. Yeah, there you go. And then we just get like two more spares.
I'll be the first one. We just his throws don't matter that much.
No, like spare players.
Oh yeah, I'll be a spare.
Like, if there's six, if there's six people, hopefully you got at least three there every game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be a spare guy.
Yeah, me too.
Do the spare guys drink beers with the regular guys?
The spare guys bring the beers or buy the beers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're a spare. You're not as good as the regular guys.
Tomiski told me he signed on to a curling team today. I was like, send me an idea. Got to wrangle up a curling team here.
Why does this cat sound like he's like typing up an essay over here?
Still a little too early for the curling.
He is, man. He's on ChatGPT.
What's he asking it?
He's playing with the Velcro.
What should my name be?
Please give me a name before Dawson Brolin gives me a name.
Shout out. Late shout out.
Yeah.
And you know he's still listening.
Yeah. For sure.
We're down to like three listeners for sure, maybe. Yeah. There might be a few more.
If it's, yeah.
There's everybody still in.
Dawson Brolin, Aiden Lawless.
Oh, and
that's it.
What was that? There was one guy. What was that guy? Shouted out that Butter knew. Remember? Vaughn's dead.
Oh, yeah. Cole's dead.
Yeah. I guess he gave Butter shit.
I forget his. Oh, what's
that his doesn't name? Matter. I remember his name. I don't know if he was happy about it or not.
Oh.
Shout out that guy. I just thought it was funny because Butter's like, we were golfing. And he's like, oh, yeah, he got me in shit. I was like, oh, so he is a listener.
Yeah, he is a listener. Perfect.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
That was funny.
Every now and then you'll run into somebody. Yeah. It's good.
Kitty.
All right. How long has it been? A couple hours?
Yeah, like an hour 45.
Oh, so we're not too long.
We can wrap her up.
Yeah. Well, Big Six is firing up in a couple weekends, and the Southeast Saints are playing in Mydale this Saturday. I can't remember if she said, I'll just go with 7. If it's at 8, you'll be early.
Yeah.
You catch warmies.
All you elites and non-elites, keep your sticks on the ice.
Wonder if they have an elite. South Central, Detroit.